The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's Andy Baskin. The word again?
Home. H-O-M-E.
Okay, there we go. That's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Meredith's taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, behind the glass, running the show.
Let's get serious now.
Larry Nance Jr., according to reports, on his way back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good move.
I think so.
Larry is a good all-around basketball player, does a lot of things that other guys don't do. He's a better passer, I think, than he gets credit for being. I think the only thing that Larry might be guilty of is bad timing. Larry requested a trade from the Cavaliers because he thought they were going to be rebuilding.
Right.
That didn't last long.
It was quick.
They got really good, really fast. After the, they were 22-50 in Larry's last year with the Cavaliers under J.B. Bickerstaff when he took over. And then he thought, you know, we're going to be building here. And the word is he requested a trade. Then the next year they went 44-38. Then the next year they went 51-31. Then they went 48-34. And then 64-18.
Yeah, so that
Larry Jr. is guilty of bad timing, nothing else.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a good NBA player. What I like about him coming back to the Cavaliers, A, it's a feel-good story. That's nice. B, better here. I think he brings a skill set to the team, Andy, that it needs and mm-hmm. that it lacks.
I agree with everything you just said there, and I also think that he's kind of the right guy for the right time, at the right age, at the right price. These all kind of seem to be good, and obviously
a lot of rights right there.
Yeah. What's the impact you're looking for here? I mean, are you looking for a ton of points? Are you
looking for defense? A rotational player.
And we need someone to come off the bench. The bench has got to get rebuilt.
That's all I'm looking for.
And that's what you just got. So
can Larry be in the top nine? Yep, he will be. Mm-hmm. So that's all you need. And if he can play what he's basically played since he left, 20 minutes a game. And since he left here, he's been with Portland, New Orleans, and Atlanta. If he can play his 20 minutes a game and He's been really productive in 20 minutes a game. You know, last year in Atlanta, 8.5 points, 4.3 rebounds in 20 minutes a game. That's really productive. And that's getting it done. And he can be, he's the only problem with Larry, and it's not a drastic problem because he overcomes it. He's 6'8", maybe, might be 6'7", and he plays a big man position. Doesn't have the ball skills, you know, to play out on the wing a whole lot. So he plays power forward and center as an undersized power forward and center, and he does a really good job of it. So I think his return to the Cavaliers is a really nice addition for the bench. And it's the type of move, Andy, as you insinuated, that they're going to have to make. They're going to have to find productive veterans who you're not going to have to pay a ton. And the word is that, you know, Larry's contract, I've seen veteran minimum thrown out there. Well, that's still a lot of money. And so he's coming home for at least...
Is that 3 points? At least for now. 3.3 million or something like that. Or,
yeah, well, you could make do on that, couldn't you?
I think I'd be all right. Yep, I could use that.
I think so too.
I could definitely use that.
So good for Larry, good for the Cavaliers. I like it. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's the kind of move that they needed to make. And, I mean, why not bring a friendly name back to Cleveland? Because, you know, the family's so loved too. I mean, sometimes, I look at stuff from a marketing standpoint too. And I don't think there's anything wrong from a marketing standpoint for having a hometown guy playing on his hometown team.
Then we have the situation with the guys who were leaving and could have left. And the Cavs chose to keep one but not the other. Mm-hmm. As Sam Merrill returns for about 9-point-something million a year over 4 years. And Ty Jerome doesn't return. And he ended up getting... 9-point-something million a year for 3 years from the Memphis Grizzlies. Did they pick the right guy?
I guess we're going to find out real quick.
Well, what do you think?
I'm still confused on the second apron part of this because, again, everything we had heard about Ty Jerome was it was going to cost them $80 million. Is it not going to be? Don't you think they were going to get paid similar, whether they kept one or the other? Don't you think they would have been the same ballpark?
I would have assumed that Ty Jerome was going to get more money, and he didn't.
So doesn't that put them in the same ballpark financially? I don't know. This new second apron stuff is confusing, and to me it just seems like it's a hindrance on teams. But it's also there's a reason why it's there, so you don't go crazy over the cap, and if you do, you got to pay for it. I'm okay. The thing about Ty Jerome was he got hot. He was fun to watch. I thought he was extremely impactful at times. Jumps off the page. I don't know. Is Merrill just a little bit more consistent in what we're seeing and what he gives you on a night-to-night basis? That's to me, I don't know if that's what it came down to or why they decided to make the decision, but it does feel like they had to pick one or the other, not both.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And had they re-signed both, they would have had extreme financial penalties onto their tax bill.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for the guy who could be more impactful, I think it's Ty Jerome. However, they picked up Lonzo Ball. And I think the minute they picked up Lonzo, it made Sam Merrill a little more appealing because Lonzo can do what Ty Jerome did in theory and maybe a little bit more. As far as ball handling, anyway.
Yeah, it's almost like they – I was listening to the morning show. I don't know if it was Terry that was saying it or – I think it was Terry that was saying it this morning. It's just almost just like they kind of made a trade with all the guys that they've made moves with so far, right? Doesn't – you know, it's like they decided to trade Okoro and Jerome for Merrill and Ball. If you kind of look at it from that – it's just a – it's a perspective thing, trying to figure out how you're going to rebuild this roster. The difficult thing for me to kind of comprehend in this transitional phase for the Cavs is how much do they want to transition? Do you want to believe what you saw during the regular season? Does the front office want to see what they saw during the regular season? And now, as you move forward, like, are you going to mess with that? Or are you going to try to influence that? The only way I think this team's going to get better is if they have a better bench. I just don't know that the Garland factor is up there kind of making me wonder, you know, what they're thinking. And if they move forward with Garland, does that mean one thing? If they don't, well, what does that mean?
I checked with our buddy who does a great job of covering the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Chris Fedor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to double check and make sure what I thought was right. And Chris had the specifics. He said, had you brought back Ty Jerome on top of bringing back Sam Merrill, it would have cost the Cavaliers about $55 million in money added to the tax bill.
Okay.
So you brought back Merrill. If you wanted to bring back Jerome as well, tack on another $55 million in tax.
On top of
whatever else you got to pay. So, Chris, thank you for that information. And Chris is all over all that stuff. Now, Ty Jerome has said, you know, he went out on social media and thanked Cleveland for his year here. Cool. And he said, Cleveland this past year will always hold a special place in my heart. Although I was never presented with the option of returning, nor did last season end how I wanted it to. I'll never forget all that this year brought.
I just think the tax ramifications didn't allow the Cavaliers the opportunity to even say, but should the Cavs have said to him, we really want to bring you back. We cannot afford you. You're going to make more money on the open market.
Maybe they did.
You know, but you know, the way he made it sound like he didn't never had the chance to come back.
Well, he said he was never presented with the option of returning. That means they didn't offer him a contract or didn't enter into contract negotiations. And unfortunately, I get that. They liked, apparently, the combination of Lonzo Ball and Sam Merrill better than the combination of Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill. I can't argue with that except for one thing, Andy, and what is that? Lonzo Ball's health.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, if Lonzo can play, well, then I think they've actually upgraded the roster. If Lonzo can't play, look out. Justin's in Cleveland. Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Good.
I just feel like they had an intention to re-sign Ty Jerome at some point, but I think that Pacers series, honestly, just destroyed all his chances. The fact that he was just being abused offensively from all the Pacers guards, I think that killed his chances of re-signing with the Cavaliers. What do you guys think?
Justin, I think there's some validity to what you've just brought up. You know, when he didn't play, didn't start, you know, didn't play, and then came in late in one of the playoff games, I think it was telling that they didn't play him, even for an extended period of time.
Until they needed to in the fourth quarter in the one game. Yeah.
And look.
Maybe they just thought Indiana was a bad matchup for him, too. I mean, there's another, I don't know. There were at points that he just looked wild. And is that a good way to put it? Especially with turnovers. And it just, it didn't look right. And I felt like guys were going into panic mode. Everyone was trying to put the team on their back. And that was one of the reasons why they just couldn't survive in that series. They never really had that confidence that they had during the regular season. How many times did we watch him go out there, Jerome in particular, during the regular season and be like, my God, where's this guy been? This is awesome. I love watching this. And then, I don't know, maybe the pressure kept it coal and not diamonds during the playoffs.
Do you possibly see it as the Cavs saying, we created Ty Jerome more than the talent of Ty Jerome? Like, our system what was best for Ty Jerome, and we could find someone else who could fit that role inside of the system? Do you see it that way?
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing to keep in mind, it's the NBA. What's the NBA based around? High-level players and then a supporting cast. And Ty was in the supporting cast. Ty is not the high-level player that you're going to build your team around. And they think they've supplemented the supporting cast with Lonzo Ball and by keeping Sam Merrill and now by bringing in Larry Nance Jr. with DeAndre Hunter or Max Strus coming off the bench. That's a decent rotation. I still think they need to find a big guy. And not that Larry is not can play inside, but Larry at 6'7", 6'8", I would still like to see them sign another player 6'10" and bigger. I'd prefer him to be about 6'11", 7 foot tall with some ability to come in and play 10, 15 minutes a game. Just supporting the guys inside. We'll see. Pat Chun is the athletic director for the Washington Huskies. Pat from Strongsville. Pat and his school, along with other schools, going to be cutting checks for student athletes. How's that going to work? Pat will have some insight for us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.